100th lesson.
Clichés.
As it turns out, my tailor has retired. He had put his nose to the grindstone and made a good buck, just like his father had.
As they say, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Last year, he bought himself a timeshare condominium in Scottsdale, Arizona. And now he and his wife spend 3 months a year in the Southwest playing golf, swimming, and dabbling with watercolors. The rest of the time, they travel between their house on the Mediterranean and their yacht in Acapulco.
It's a dog's life, huh? But is he happy? You can't judge a book by its cover.
It sure looks like he's enjoying himself. He drives a pink Cadillac, drinks Chivas Regal Scotch, and wears a platinum Rolex watch studded with rubies. And just look at his utility bills. He spends more to heat the swimming pool than most of us spend on rent all year. To put the icing on the cake, he owns a famous racehorse that won the Kentucky Derby this year.
So, he made so much money from being a famous Parisian tailor that he doesn't have to watch his spending. Good for him. He deserves it. He's your quintessential self-made man.
So, the American dream is still possible. I thought it was just a myth. Nobody gets rich from hemming trousers and sewing collars anymore. Can we really look forward to getting rich, too?
Don't hold your breath.
Exercise.
My tailor lives on a boat in Acapulco.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
It looks like it's going to rain.
Betsy is looking forward to riding a camel in Tunisia this summer.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I were you.